Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh is the last of the four parshas that we add in conjunction with the month of Adar. While it falls on different dates in different years depending on when Rosh Chodesh Adar and Rosh Chodesh Nisan fall, as a rule, it always is read the week after the reading of Parshas Parah. So rules the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, chapter 13, Halacha 21. The reason for this is because, in truth, the Parsha of HaChodesh should have been read before Parshas Parah, as the mitzvah of the new moon was given before the mitzvah of the Parah Aduma. Now, though, for the reason given regarding Parshas Parah, we preceded to Parshas HaChodesh, being that the purity of Klal Yisrael needs to be preceded. Nonetheless, it's not proper to make an interval between the two parshias, and that's why we always read it one after the other. So writes the Ran, as recorded in the Kaf HaChaim, chapter 685. Some of the details relating to this reading. Number one, which portion is read? So the Mechaber in chapter 685, Halacha 4, states that we read from the words, Vayomer Hashem, Achodesh Hazeh Lechem, which is found in Shmois, Parshas Bai, chapter 12, verse 1, until the words, B'chol Meshveisechem Teichlu Matzis, which is in verse 20 for a total of 20 verses. We read the Haftarah from Yecheskel, from the words, Koy Amar Adni Hashem, until the words, Baboiker Oilas Tamid, in chapter 45. It's interesting that the Rebbe was accustomed to begin the Haftarah a few psukim earlier, from verse 16, from the words, Kol Ha'am Ha'aretz Yiyu. However, this custom is not meant as a public directive. As always, when we have an extra parsha read as maftir on Shabbos, two Sifrei Torah are to be removed from the Ark, unless it's also Reish Chodesh, in which three are to be removed. And as the order always follows when you have two Sifrei Torah, we always place the second Sefer Torah on the bima following Shvi'i, prior to Kaddish, and we do not open the second Sefer Torah until the first Sefer Torah is rolled up and placed in its me'il. It's also imperative for the Gabbai or Balkeirei to arrange prior to the reading that both Sifrei Torah are already rolled to their proper areas. In the event that the Haftarah was read from the wrong portion, such as the congregation read from the Haftarah of that week's Parsha rather than the Haftarah of HaChodesh, then one is to right away stop and read the correct Haftarah. Even if the blessings were already recited, meaning the after blessings of the Haftarah, and only then was it mentioned that the Haftarah of HaChodesh should have been read, the correct Haftarah is to be read, however, without any blessings recited.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.